The filming of police has dominated the news recently. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Clay Calvert, professor of mass communication at the University of Florida, examines the issues surrounding capturing police officers at work, for good or bad.
Smartphones are everywhere today. Beyond talking and texting with friends, we increasingly see them used to record images of police performing their jobs in public places. And as we've seen, the videos of cops that citizens capture can be both powerful and disturbing. That was the case last year in North Charleston, South Carolina, when 23-year-old Faden Santana, while walking to work one morning, used his phone to record white police officer Michael Slager fatally shoot unarmed Walter Scott multiple times in the back. Santana took the video despite a second officer telling him to stop, but he kept recording, and his video ultimately led to Slager's indictment on murder charges. Santana's recording, along with the infamous I Can't Breathe citizen video showing Eric Garner placed in an illegal chokehold by New York City police, raises an important question. What are the First Amendment rights of citizens to record police doing their jobs in public places? The U.S. Supreme Court, surprisingly, has never addressed this issue. But based on a comprehensive 2015 study of how U.S. courts are treating filming cops in public places, increasingly some lower courts are starting to recognize what the law calls a qualified First Amendment right to film police in public spaces, such as parks, streets, and sidewalks. This means that while a First Amendment right exists, that right is subject to reasonable restrictions. The problem, of course, is determining just what constitutes a reasonable restriction. On this, courts have been less than clear. Factors they weigh in determining the reasonableness of a restriction on filming include the dangerousness of the situation, citizen safety, and officer safety. The only thing that is clear is that smartphone-wielding citizens don't have the right to interfere with police when they are making an arrest, giving a ticket, or otherwise doing their jobs. Until the Supreme Court hears a case involving the First Amendment right to film police, citizens are left with very little guidance about just when and how far they can go in recording.
That was Clay Calvert of the University of Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.